space. There ain't no fields to plow. He's wishing for one now. He's just a little out of place. Oh, these soldiers without wars, in hometown boys without a home. Farmers without fields, dealers without deals, and they sit there drinking coffee all alone. At the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on their face. There ain't no fields to plow, they're wishing for one night. They're just a little out.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump a step closer to the Republican presidential nomination after Ron DeSantis exited the race on Sunday, leaving Trump and Nikki Haley as the last two Republicans standing.
He suddenly started to be really self-aware of all of the missteps and the stumbles in his own campaign. He started saying, I should have done media earlier. And, you know, I really want Nikki Haley to sort of get out of the race so then I could just take on Trump myself. But I think the more that he started talking to close aides and advisors around him, the more they just painted this grim picture of a campaign that really just failed to launch, failed to get off the ground, and struggled to actually prove that they had a chance against Trump.
ABC's Rachel Scott this week could produce the actual text of an immigration reform bill a bipartisan group of senators is hashing out. No fewer than 23 skiers and snowboarders had to be rescued Saturday after becoming lost in the backcountry in Killington, Vermont. This is ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets mostly higher. February up 8 to 1573, March up 3 to 1608, April up 3 to 1683, May milk down 5 at 1747. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 2 and 3 quarters to 146 and 3 quarters. 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 144 and a half. 7 trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 254 and a half. 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3 quarters to 117 and a half. 2 trades. Dry whey up 2 and a quarter to 42 and 3 quarters. to trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets closed mostly lower on Friday ahead of the cattle on feed report with a lot of positioning in the market. Hog markets closed mostly lower, profit taking after recent gains in the market that helped to pressure prices. February live cattle down 45 cents to 174.37. January feeder cattle down 82 cents to 230.10. February hogs down 35 cents to 70.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly higher on the day. A little bit of short covering in the markets, helping to support at least the nearbys on some spread trade. Now, soybean futures, though, they moved mostly lower on some profit-taking and weakness in bean oil pressuring the soybean complex. Wheat markets, though, closed mostly higher on continued buying interest from Thursday, support from the corn markets, and the dollar softening on Friday, helping to support wheat. March corn up 1.5 to 445.5. New crop up a quarter to 476. March beans down a quarter to 1213.25. New crop steady at 1191.25. Chicago wheat March up 7.75 to 593.25. May up 6.75 to 603.5. Minneapolis wheat March up 7.5 to 695.5. May up 5.5 to 702. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 376, February 379, March 382, new crop 421. Cash beans 1118, February 1123, March 1128, new crop 1106. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 403.5, February 406.5, March 409.5, new crop 421. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 412, February 405, March 407, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 380, February 385, March 390, new crop 411. Cash beans 1133, February 1136, March 1139, new crop 1116. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn 390, new crop 421. Cash beans 1128, new crop 1106. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, April 427, May 432, new crop 426. Cash beans 1161, April 1191, May 1194, new crop 1136. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 385, new crop 421. Cash beans 1135, new crop 1116. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 174, Holstein fed cattle 130 to 157, market cows 72 to 106, bulls 100 to 112, calves at 120 to 680, beef steers 116 to 310, Holstein steers at 80 to 175. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 80 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 80 and down, bucks 75 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. It's going to be cloudy, but it is going to be warmer today. Our high 33 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, little light snow after midnight. Our low down to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow and a high right around 35. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
I would pick and we would sing to the rhythm of that front porch swing. The moonlight was a spotlight that we shared. I found new notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love alone that holds you down. Boy, you're glory bound. We can't share a world of different dreams. So I chased mine, and she found hers too. But someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing,
my heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
L.A. lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
Every night I'm in a different place, and I'm searching every stranger's face, trying to find a girl who's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country. But whenever I'm alone, I go back there.
My heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
My heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie Road,
Dixie Road,
taking my mind,
back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down a Dixie Road.
My heart goes
drifting down a dusty Dixie Road.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining at a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite, all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said, aww. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend
but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I'd never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. It's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man.
I must be a hell of a man.
Oh Lord, it's hard.
Lord, it's hard to be humble
when you're doing what?
We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I am a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans.
Whoa. Come on, where's all the kickers in here?
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble
when you're perfect in every way.
When you're perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
I can't wait to look in the mirror.
'Cause I get better looking.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what?
To know me is to love me.
Must be a hell of a man.
Must be a hell of a man.
Oh, Lord, it's hard.
Lord, it's hard to be humble.
What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
One more time. What are we doing?
We're doing the best that we can.
Give yourself a hand.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river bar, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity. And a common man is what I'll be. I'll take a Chevrolet just any day, so give your daddy back his Mercedes Benz. And there's some common people that I hang out with. They're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make your mind up to believe in me and leave this high living world behind? I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause high browed people lose their sanity. And a common man is what I'll be. Yes, I'm happy just being free. And I'm happy just being me. And I hope that you will see. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna say. just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I had my say,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Connolly and Common Man here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. The warm-up this week will begin with temperatures in the low 30s today. Upper 30s are also expected at times throughout the week. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we'll be chatting with Randy Welsh from Cropland about alfalfa, the weather that we've been having. How could that affect the alfalfa this year? And we'll talk with Randy about that next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There's still some questions about global corn production and stocks. We'll have more coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The January WASDE report showed a record level of U.S. corn production in 2023. Mike Zuzulo, president of Global Commodity Analytics, said he expected the corn number to be higher than initially predicted. However, the boost in international corn production was surprising.
The global corn number, that was something that I was really expecting to drop pretty substantially because of the damage already done when it came to Brazil's corn. And on top of that, while Argentina looks like they are setting themselves up for a very good, if not near record, crop in corn and beans, the ability for Argentina to offset the losses that I think have accrued from the weather that's already occurred in Brazil is something I think the trade and the USDA especially have not really priced in at all. And that's where I do scrutinize those numbers.
The increase in China's corn production is surprising because the Asian nation appears to be importing a large amount of corn.
To see the USDA increase the world corn ending stocks by, what, around 13 or 14 million metric tons, and China to be 12 of that, roughly, and us to be essentially the balance of that with our yield increase, that's a real head scratcher for me, because not only did they increase the Chinese production 4.3% on a monthly basis, they use the Chinese numbers to do that with, and China is importing corn. Their numbers, if they're accurate, are going to be at a three-year high for corn imports.
Zuzulo, a longtime market analyst, says the markets need to start paying more attention to the details of these reports.
If you looked at USDA's line items and world minus China, those ending stocks did not change at all. And this is where what I'm saying to the listener right now is what we learned in 2023, and it's continuing in 2024, is the trade does not scrutinize the commodity markets like it used to. And I think that's an excellent example, as is the example of increased hostilities in the Middle East, and crude oil has been losing value, not gaining value. This has got to change in order for us to see a different commodity trend in 2024.
That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be cloudy, but it is going to be warmer today. Our high 33 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, little light snow after midnight. Our low down to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow and a high right around 35. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. With his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
A girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling for eight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Del Reeves and Girl on the Billboard here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens across the region this morning. 30s today as the warm-up begins. We'll have more details in our ag weather forecast. Well, a team of four UW River Falls students placed first in the National Forge Bowl competition. That event was held in conjunction with the American Forge and Grassland Council that met in Alabama January 7th and 8th. UW River Falls, the smallest university in competition, and topped the large Division I schools, including the other event finalist, Purdue University. Congratulations to the UW Falls Forge Bowl competition team. They included Ryan Botterman from Maple Grove, Minnesota, Jace Hyman, a senior from Kewaunee, Tucker Lundquist, a senior from St. Paul, Minnesota, and Hannah Schul, a sophomore from Medford, Minnesota. Congratulations again to the River Falls Forge Bowl competition team. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. On Friday, the USDA released their first cattle on feed report for 2024, and cattle market bulls were watching closely for signs that the on feed inventory was tightening. I'll have the numbers when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Cattle producers have been on an absolute roller coaster ride for the past 2 years, with prices for cattle climbing to record territory over the summer before pulling back substantially in the final 3 months of 2023. Cattle numbers are still historically low after years of drought through the South and Great Plains, so analysts were curious to see where USDA pegged numbers for December. And in this most recent report, the numbers came largely in line with industry expectations, leading most analysts to call this a neutral cattle on feed report. In total, there were 11.93 million head in commercial feedlots. That's 102% of the number a year ago, and it was right on the average trade guess. While the report showed nearly 300,000 more calves on feed than a year prior, Rick Kment of DTN pointed out that this report was the first since August of 2023 that inventory levels were declining from month to month, with this one showing 81,000 fewer head in December than in November. That month-to-month decline could cause the industry to breathe a sigh of relief, as cattle dressed weights have climbed to record territory and there were substantial questions about how the market would absorb additional tonnage if the relatively large placements had continued. Another trend, highlighted by Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University, were the large numbers of heifers in feedlots. This report showed more heifers on feed than prior January reports, an indication that the cattle producer has not had the ability to start rebuilding this herd. Another closely watched component of the report was the placements figure. Data showed 1.7 million head of calves moved into feedlots last month. That was 96% of the number a year ago, and it was down nearly 170,000 from the month prior, showing the smallest figure since July of 2023. This was right in line with expectations and could provide a tailwind for feeder cattle demand as 2024 gets closer to summer. I'll have more after this.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Friday's cattle on feed report is unlikely to cause big market moves this week, as the numbers did land largely where traders were anticipating. At the end of the month, however, the USDA will provide the next big update on the size of the U.S. beef herd in the cattle inventory report, and that one will be watched closely by a lot of folks in the cattle complex. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
KFC's wraps are still just $2 for $5. Just think about that. Two wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want two classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with three new options. Choose two for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She left without leaving a number. She said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. if it's anybody else. Wait for the tone, you know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long, what kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then, if it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have sent to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin and I still love you? I still love you.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. The wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Well, somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt are gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Shut my mouth. Go on,
south.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Couldn't roll me a seven if you gave me loaded dice. I couldn't draw a hand if I sat here all night. Scared money, bad whiskey, there ain't no way to win. But this ain't the first time, it's the way it's always been. And you know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart and she don't care. They're both out to break you, take everything you got. When you finally win the hand, there ain't nothing in the pot. A gamble that I'm taking, that either one I choose. Lady Reno, either way I lose. You know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Over 50 passionate voices filled the halls of Madison on January 17th as Wisconsin Farmers Union held its annual Farm and Rural Lobby Day. Members representing the heart of the state's agriculture communities came together to advocate for their top priorities: clean water and conservation, rural development, affordable health care, nutritious food access, and dairy policy all resonated through the event. Darren Von Ruden, WFU president, stressed the significance of the effort. He said Farm and Rural Lobby Day allows Farmers Union members from across the state to come together and voice their concerns and solutions directly with our representatives. USDA's Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced on Friday that USDA would award over $3.5 million in grants to increase the availability of domestic biofuels and give Americans cleaner, more affordable fuel options at the gas pumps. The department made the awards through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. Bulk Petroleum Corporation will use a $3.4 million grant to create infrastructure to expand the sales and use of its renewable fuels. Now, stations impacted by the grant are in Black River Falls, Cudahy, Green Bay, Luxembourg, Milwaukee, Oak Creek, Sheboygan Falls, Sheboygan, Sturgeon Bay, Two Rivers, and Wisconsin Rapids. Love's Travel Stops and Country Stores will use a $56,000 grant toward the total cost of eight pumps at its location in Toma. A southeastern Minnesota dairy plant has been fined by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The agency says the Plainview Milk Products Cooperative allowed nearly 7,000 gallons of cream to drain into the area's sewer system last April. The spill overwhelmed the wastewater treatment plant's tank, sending 100 gallons of wastewater mixed with cream into a ditch southeast of Plainview. The dairy was fined $20,000 and forced to recover the water that overflowed into the ditch. The state is also asking the facility to find ways to prevent similar problems in the future. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's announced that Ag Day at the Capitol will be on January 31st at Monona Terrace in Madison. The event will be the largest gathering of farmers from across the state representing a variety of farm groups to learn more about the issues impacting Wisconsin agriculture and meet with state legislators. Registration will begin at 11 a.m. with the program starting at 11:30. Lunch will be served, followed by issues briefings and time for attendees to visit their legislators in the Capitol. Now, Wisconsin Farm Bureau is proud to host the opportunity for farmers to share their voices at the Capitol, along with other agriculture groups, said Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Brad Olson. There's no greater way to make a difference in agriculture than taking time to meet with legislators to directly share our stories, he said. The Federal Reserve Board released their January 2024 Beige Book, a summary of its commentary on the current economic conditions in each Federal Reserve district. In the 8th District near St. Louis, ongoing drought continues to affect livestock and crop conditions. Meanwhile, in the 9th District of Minneapolis showed conditions unchanged, while most said farm incomes dropped substantially from last year. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow wrote a letter to her colleagues on their work to write a new farm bill. She outlined several proposals for strengthening the farm safety net in the new bill. While calling the 2018 Farm Bill a strong foundation for American farmers, she also said the 2024 Farm Bill is an opportunity for the committee to make improvements, modernize data elements, and address emerging challenges for American farmers. Her vision for modernizing the safety net centers around principles like programs being targeted to active farmers, providing farmers choice and flexibility, and sending them timely assistance. She also says officials need to expand the reach of programs to help more farmers and address emerging risks that farmers face. Crop insurance is a key tool to meaningfully advance each of these goals, she said in the letter. Farmers want better affordability and a more straightforward and streamlined process. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be cloudy, but it is going to be warmer today. Our high 33 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, little light snow after midnight. Our low down to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow and a high right around 35. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
honky tonk truth. That's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. That's a honky tonk truth. That's a honky tonk truth. Cross my broken heart. I put my right hand here on this beer and swear on this bar. I ain't thinking, I ain't drinking, I ain't crying, I ain't moaning the blues. I wouldn't lie to you. Now that's a honky tonk truth. A honky tonk
turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my heel. It was red trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. Looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paws run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice. Took the baby, Mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me, there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. But fancy was my name.